Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to MikeOMaraShow.com. It's time for the Friday edition of The Big Show. Whoa. And Rob and I are in anticipation of a project that we're going to be doing immediately at the conclusion of this. Because I want to make sure. I said to myself, you know, I'm not doing enough. I'd like to do one other show this week.
You had some
space. The fact that I did 10 hours of work yesterday, like on broadcasting, it was not enough. So what I wanted to do, I wanted to make sure that I was on Ronick time, and I make sure that we do one. Let's do one extra show.
Just one more thing.
And just one more show.
Everyone needs a passion project.
That's right,
project. Mike, it's not too obvious that we're doing a video project as we've both fixed our hair.
Yes.
And we're both wearing freshly cleaned
would
shirt.
It be that much damn trouble for you guys to do that every day?
Now, how
a
long?
Cooking show every day?
No, well,
first
hair.
Of all, where is Ronick? Because I want to ask him about that. The opening vignette
he's
today is me
at the wall, Mike.
Asking about this project
he's
that we're doing.
Opening the lard.
He is the producer.
Wall?
He is doing what he loves to do, which is produce added content.
Yes.
Which is a long. Let me
added
explain.
Content is
let
a synonym for work.
Let me pull the curtain.
Pull back the curtain.
In a land long ago, far, far away, I envisioned this show that we would do a little program. A little podcast, be an hour a day.
How hard
do that,
could it
and
be?
Then
how
we would bring in a Cracker Jack guy to sell advertising.
Cracker Jack,
a Cracker Jack guy,
yeah,
that would come in and sell advertising.
Not the actual sailor guy that's on the box of Cracker Jack.
a Cracker Jack meaning a really sharp guy,
right?
A sharp guy,
and we got him,
and we got him, and then he was going to sell advertising, and then lo and behold, he started doing something sneaky. He started turning this show from not a chance to sell advertising,
but
a chance for all the guys that do the show to do more and more shows.
Programming factory.
What you were hoping for is a salesman, and what you got is Ed Sullivan, is very excited
to expose
new talent.
I got P.T. Barnum.
Yes, you did.
P.T. Barnum.
He's now running a sweatshop.
Who is now really do more.
That's right.
Do more.
That's right.
And that's what happened.
We'll be making
so
shoes
a long
next.
Time he became and so here he is, ladies and gentlemen. I give you Mark Ronick, otherwise known as P.T. Barnum.
Yay.
How did I allow you to take over my show and force me to do more stuff while we get less advertisers?
What are we talking about?
We're talking about what has become of this show as Rob and I get done to do the 700th different thing that we're going to be doing regarding this show. Couldn't be looking forward to it more. Hope my voice holds out. Really do.
All you need, Mike, is your taste buds to hold
That's
out.
That's right.
Because we're cooking.
So today we are taping the debut episode, the pilot episode of How Dare You, which is the Rob Spiewak Mike O'Mara cooking show, which finally we are getting to after Rob and I have done. Rob, I think we've made every effort possible to delay this as long as possible.
Postpone. And you know, we each had different reasons to delay, so it was like a tag team of delay.
Right. I really should be in a state of mind where I would say to myself and to my listeners, of course, that I couldn't be looking forward to this more. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Oh, I think you're going to be really happy.
I am dreading this. It is toil.
But you know
it
what?
Is more toil.
This is not
I'm
about
not like,
you.
Look at the sadness that Oscar looks at me.
This is not.
Oscar's in that same camp. Do as much as you can.
Mike, this
Oscar,
is not.
Fresh off the CBS experience.
I know.
Hey, would you work for free? Uh-huh. Yes, I would.
I know
yes,
that I will. You are feeling put upon now, but it's not about you and I.
Yes, I know.
This is about Mark Ronick.
Mark Ronick.
Yes. P.T. Ronick.
So now that you have finally assumed the role that you want, where you are not really a salesperson for the show. You're not really even a business
talent
manager.
Coordinator.
You are a P.T. Barnum. You are the ringmaster for this entire
project. Get him in a red tuxedo jacket.
Now, you are the ringmaster.
Ronick's big top.
So I have to ask all the questions about this new show because I have had, outside of probably the initial name of it, I have had very little to do with it. My question would be, how long, what is the running time on this little project?
Well, as far as what people will see or how long it's going to take us to do it.
To produce it.
Well, there's multiple shots, clearly.
And both. I will also give say, of all the answers that I could have gotten, that may be the worst
all right.
one.
So I think it will take us about maybe 90 minutes or so.
To produce it.
To put it together.
Okay, let me start with that.
Let's stop the music.
Really?
Well, you've got to cook.
Turn it up all the way. There. No, no. That is not going to... No, 90 minutes.
78 minutes.
New,
70 minutes. An hour and
I
9
thought this was going to be,
minutes.
I thought this was going to be 30 minutes of bonus content.
Well, it will be.
Once 30 minutes of bonus content.
Down, yeah.
No, no.
Mike,
see, let me oh, say... Okay. And listen, look who chimes in, who couldn't be more delighted well, that he ain't doing I'm, dick, mister. I have things to do. God knows what
do
they
you
are.
See that?
But anyway.
Or who.
Yeah,
that shirt
right.
with
or
his,
who. There's the most important
see
part.
See the shirt with the epaulettes? It won't touch his back as he leaves.
Exactly. He will be out of here. You know, how can we involve Buzz in the show?
He could be a judge.
Would you like to be a judge?
I could be a judge.
Hey, let's put Buzz
can
in.
Can you hang around for 90 minutes I after the show?
90 minutes seems like a lot.
How about...
No. Thanks, Buzz.
You know what?
You know,
judge is not...
I'm just telling you to calm your ass down over there.
Judge is not a good job for him, but we have no one
I'm
in charge. We have no one in charge of the cleanup committee.
You know, you even in your brief association with me, you know when I'm in dangerous mode. I'm in very dangerous mode
I'm just
mode
hanging
today.
Out over here.
I'm just realizing it's Friday, and this used to be my favorite day of the week.
I know.
And old Roddick scheduled it. It's not really his fault.
It's really
not his fault.
Really.
It's not his fault at all. It's my fault.
No, that actually falls to me because this is the last thing before my vacation.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, but then again, well deserved.
Yes.
I'm fine with you. Everybody, we're all doing it at different times.
Right.
I've already had mine.
It doesn't seem like it, does it?
You should have delayed it.
I'm so crispy.
I'll tell you one person.
Voice. You just
you know
got
who
back.
Does,
listen to my voice this week.
But you know who doesn't get a vacation, Mike?
Who's that?
Mark Brennan.
I don't.
Mark Brennan doesn't get a vacation.
There's no vacation from genius.
That's right.
May I plead my case, please?
Yes, but
because
I'm not really.
Felt,
before you do.
Yes.
I'm really.
Happy?
Really not attacking you that much. Because all of this is. I know it came from me. A lot of this idea, I think the idea came from me.
Yeah, on the show.
I know. So plead your case anyway.
No, first of all, I even mentioned this to Rob yesterday.
A no-win situation.
That I've noticed some tension from you towards me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
that's been months.
Well, and
but sexual tension.
You keep
tension.
Referring to the fact that there are no paid advertisers.
I know. I don't say that. Now, hold on. If you're going to put the words in my mouth... I've always referred to the fact there are paid advertisers. But you know, I always like to have more.
More.
Sure.
Yes.
I like to have
more. Please, sir, may I have some more?
Yes, more.
And
I'm
if
always
you look
more.
At this week, we've
unenviable
got,
position to be in.
If you look at this week, we've got the Big Duff, we've got Coastal Studios, today's sponsor.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Okay. And then actually I'm about to close one today.
Good.
Another one.
Good, that's good.
And we've got a gentleman in the other room who's gonna be ready to advertise.
That's
with us.
All right, very good. Okay. So that is your case and you
plead
it well.
And then here's my other part. Is that as far as being the Ringling Brothers guy?
Ringmaster.
Yes.
The Ringmaster. He
the
is?
The Ringmaster.
Yes.
The Ringmaster.
The stuff that I do is usually business related. The bonus show that I helped with, that's a money making endeavor.
Right, yes.
And
yes.
So, well, how dare you?
Yes, of course.
So
and
these
also,
are the things that I'm helping
I know.
As straight. Much as it pains me to say something nice.
Yes.
About the king of the sideshow.
Yes.
I will say this.
Yes.
He worked a great deal with Giant. He got us our groceries.
Giant's another sponsor
for
how
dare you. Got us free groceries.
How can I really hate the boy?
Yeah. It's hard, really.
And you know what's
I don't.
Mike?
I hate him like I hate all of you.
He's going to get
in a very loving way.
Today there will be steak, and that steak exists for him.
Here's the problem. I value you all the same way, I just hate the fact that I do.
That's
where I am
totally
with each
understand
and every.
That.
I mean, I know that
you
that,
can't quit us.
I know that Ronick and RJ and Buzz and Rob and Oscar, you're all indispensable. And
yeah,
I don't like that.
Sickening, isn't it?
I mean,
you know
I don't
you know
like
what?
The fact that I'm able to say that,
Mike. You too are indispensable to me,
or am I?
I believe you are.
But anyway, what I realize is that I have not started the proper timer on the show,
I
have no idea what.
We're
what
9 minutes in.
We're 9, so I'll look over at that.
Yeah.
Well, take a minute off. Let's say 8 minutes.
Eight minutes.
Full-grown animals.
I'll bet you do today's taping in an hour, and it should only run about 22 minutes 50, anyway.
58 minutes.
Is that how long are you looking for the content on the actual video program?
Well, the content, 30 to 60 minutes.
I'm gonna.
30 to 60 minutes.
What if we did 30 minutes?
We're
going
to work this now. This is going to be a half an hour program.
The stakes are very thick.
22 minutes.
And the stakes are very high.
Are we both making steak?
Yes.
Why are we
different types
sense?
Of?
Because it's
had
a competition.
Meeting it's a before competition.
This was a competition. We presented this to you.
I
thought we were making different recipes. That's
we are.
You are. But the thing is, originally, for example,
Excuse me. Did I not just hear we're both making steak?
Yes. Yeah,
but are there not 100 different ways to make a steak?
Fry it, broil it.
No, there's. Trust me, there are different types that we have for the
trusted
show today.
Mike.
Well, Rob, I can tell you one thing. I'm going to kick your ass.
You can listen to The Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You guys are running 120. Your little lights are flashing all over the place. That's what's up.
We got a patient in there.
Well, there's not a hospital within 50 miles of this place. Where are you headed?
UCLA Medical Center. L.A.
Now, this is going to sound like a dumb question, but if she's that sick, why didn't you fly her?
Why didn't we fly her? I'm just a driver. We have to ask the doc. No.
That's a good idea. Why don't we ask the doc?
What's going on out here? What is this crude interruption?
The patient, why can't she be flown to California?
Cysts on the walls of her lungs. Very rare. You see, airplanes are only pressurized at 10,000 feet. Now, anybody knows anything about medicine knows that she can't fly, she has to be driven. Or we couldn't even go through Denver, it's so high.
Is that lady all right?
She's in great pain. Causes her to make certain delirious...
Mary.
Let me explain something to you. We have to get the senator's wife to California in 72 hours.
We're very close.
Well, as long as you're in New Jersey, I want you fellas to take it easy. Got that?
We sure do.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
We are laughing at a movie.
I know.
That was the biggest pile of garbage. But I don't know. It just makes me laugh every time you play a clip from a... Was it Cannonball Smokey White Lightning? What the hell was it?
It was Cannonball Run.
Cannonball Run.
The original Run. Hal Needham classic,
that,
Mike.
You know, with Burt Reynolds, Dom DeLuise, Jack Elam as the Doctor.
Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin.
Unbelievable
That's
movie.
That's when Hollywood was Hollywood.
A movie
Terry Bradshaw.
I will sit here and enjoy those clips forever. I would never turn that on
if
it was on cable.
I could loan you the DVD.
I bet you could.
A movie
could.
That, shockingly, I'm familiar with.
Really? Enjoyed in... All right, fellas, today we're going to try an experiment. We're going to try to get the sponsor in without an interruption today.
Okay.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Fiber Studios. This is MikeOMaraShow.com.
Quiet.
I will. Don't worry. I'll get to this in a second. It's another one on my shopping list today. It is, Friday, April 8, 2011. We are 6 million downloads and still growing strong. Our show is brought to you by Coastal Studios. Headed to Myrtle Beach for spring break. Who isn't? Bike week.
You interrupted yourself.
I did.
Not fair.
I did. Got to get this show more in control.
I don't know.
Headed to Myrtle Beach.
We're very close.
For spring break. Bike week. Or vacation. Uh-huh. Check out Coastal Studios and their stunning couples, singles, and family beach portraits.
Beautiful photos.
Mention TMOS.
Polish.
Give it to him. Have him read it. I can't read it. Get up and give it to him. Yes. Take your time, RJ. All right. Very good. That was fast for you. Go ahead, Buzz.
Stunning photos of couples, singles, and families on the beach. Mention TMOS for a free photo session and $85 value or get a free portrait. Veteran-owned, military discounts always available. Coastal Studios, making memories that last a lifetime.
All right.
Visit them on Facebook or coastalstudios.net or click their ad at MikeOMaraShow.com.
All right. Very good Friday show. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Lots to cover. Want to do a little interview with Zoolander.
Yes.
At Oscar's suggestion. I think Oscar might have something there with that. Let's bring in the gentleman that's going to be assisting us on our video presentation.
Oh, yeah.
He's a chef here. Just say hello to him briefly because he's been nice enough to come out to the house today and help Rob with myself and Rob as we do How Dare You, which is going to be the cooking slash competition show with Rob Spiewak and Mike O'Mara, which I'm starting to get a little more excited about as time goes
you
on.
You should see the list of ingredients, Mike.
This is the former co-owner and chef of Bezu. Do I have that right, Dennis? Bezu Restaurant. Do I have that pronounced right? Yeah. Bezu Restaurant in Potomac, opening a new restaurant, Newton's Table. I love that name. Oh. In Bethesda. And the co-owner of Fired Up Pizza, the only wood-burning fire mobile pizza kitchen in the U.S. This is the winner of the 2010 Mason-Dixon MasterChef Tournament. Dennis Freeman, were you the winner there, or did I have that right?
Yes, I was. I was the winner.
Let's have a nice round of applause.
And you know what? He's great on the show Bones.
Now, let me...
I get that a lot. Yeah.
Dennis, welcome. You're in a great area for restaurants in Washington, D.C., the Bethesda Potomac area, which has so many wonderful restaurants, and you've been in that area for quite some time, right?
Yeah, born and raised in the Potomac area.
Very, very cool. Very cool. We appreciate you judging on the debut episode of a show that we really haven't even figured out how to do yet.
That's how I roll. I'm excited.
You've had all your shots, have you? That's good.
Now, at the very least, this show called How Dare You is going to be something where we will offer it up for, of course, all of our listeners on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Right.
However, if this thing does begin to develop...
Blossom is the word you're looking for.
Who knows? The sky is the limit. To say that it's an audition tape for the Food Network might be overstating it.
Oh, is it?
Now, but it's kind of a fantasy.
Dennis,
that
should be. Dennis, Mike, and Rob face a real challenge today. They both have nearly identical steaks that they have to try to prepare different ways, but they've had no time to marinate them or anything else. Can either of them rise to the challenge of making a better steak than the other?
Oh, there's no question.
Really?
I mean, there's so many elements that can come into play here, and we'll just see, you know, the cream rises to the top. We'll see who's got it.
Now, are we going to, now, Ronick, this question is for you, and you can just yell loudly. Are we going to sequester Dennis so he will not know who is presenting him with it? Because this is the way I pictured it. Rob and I are doing the kitchen. We have the camera set up in the kitchen. We're going to, have our wonderful patter, which will be the bones of this show.
That's right.
And then after that is done, we will make our, you will have a time, we should have a time limit as to when we're finished with
10 minutes.
Tartar.
Five. For steak.
Rare.
One side of it will be delicious.
The thing is still mooing.
That's it. And then I picture if we could set up cameras in our very nice dining room where Dennis is sitting there and he is presented with the entrees, and then we both interview Dennis as to what he likes and what he doesn't
like. Can we include Dennis in the opening cocktail?
Absolutely.
Okay, I think that'd be nice.
Yes, I think that would be wonderful. Mm-hmm. And then we get him the hell out of
there.
That's
right. And get his ass back to the green room.
Because Dennis has to be surprised for the show.
That's absolutely right. That's why we must lock the doors.
Now, before we let you, because you are so nice to come in, I want to give you your due without paying a nickel. Thank you very much. Let me see. You've got Newton's Table. And Newton's Table, what kind of restaurant is Newton's Table?
It's going to be contemporary American, upscale casual, farm fresh. We have a lot
don't understand a thing.
Shut up, Rob. Rob, we have a guest. Behave yourself. He's out of control.
Yeah.
He's out of control.
Me.
Yes,
I'm
always
going to Iowa, me.
Right, exactly. All excited, he's on vacation. Button it.
We're going to have good food.
Oh, I'm there. Now, the whole thing is farm. The whole new thing in restaurants is farm to table, right?
It's farm to table, but I think it gets the message just mixed up and, diluted a little bit. We're really going to work with local farmers. We're going to use people that we know that are reputable, and we'll mention that on the menu so people know exactly what they're getting and where they're getting it from. And I'm not claiming it's going to be healthy, but the ingredients are going to be really good.
Amen,
that's
brother.
Good
Amen.
Thinking.
Good well, thinking. And how is Fired Up Pizza doing? Is Fired Up Pizza doing real well?
Fired Up Pizza is awesome. It's a new concept. People love it. You know, we have the wood-burning oven gets so hot that the pizzas cook within a minute.
Wow. Right.
So, you know, you can really fly them out, and people just love them. You know, take it all to the farmers markets, festivals, stuff like that, private events. It's doing pretty well.
Wow. You know what makes him a great chef? Just in this, and I've just met him just now, when he talks about food, he makes me hungry.
Yeah, his eyes sparkle.
And as you look at me on Ustream, perhaps not the biggest challenge. All right, Dennis, get out of here. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dennis.
We will see you after the show. And we will be doing the fabulous program known as How Dare You. And really, Rob, we're going to have to sort of come up with the rules on the fly the way we just. But before the cameras roll, I think we're going to have to know what we're talking about.
Sure. And you know what? That's the way we roll in Kitchen Stadium.
Exactly.
Your key to winning, I think, steak on a stick, by the way.
Lots of salt.
I already.
How are you at plating?
Are you already processing? Like now that we both know it's steak, and really we shouldn't have known that. This should have been Iron Chef like, where they have it covered and then they go today's secret ingredient.
Well, I had to do
steak.
I had to do the shopping. I had to do the shopping this morning. You know what?
Oh, so you had to get the shopping.
So it's fair. Do you want me to give you the quick list of ingredients that I purchased for today? So we're on the same plate.
And we are both going to get the exact same ingredients.
Yes, but I don't know who gets which ingredient. We will get separate recipes. You see.
See, now I'm confused again. I thought it was, here's a steak, here's a bunch of ingredients, make it the best way you can. Does anybody know what's going on with this show?
Yes, I can explain.
The only thing you need to know is entertainment.
What we have, we are both making...
Thanks.
Helping.
Thanks, Shecky. All
right. We will both prepare different recipes of the same vein. We're both preparing steak recipes. But what the thing is, with the random selection of recipe we each get... It is our job to make that recipe taste better than the other recipe.
I think, and since we really haven't etched anything in stone, and what's the matter with you? Why are you looking all
why are you looking
all pouty with your arms folded over there? What's the matter?
Well, he's sad because he doesn't own a restaurant.
No. Yes.
Yet.
No, it is it's a tough business.
Right.
It is.
You know, Mike.
Yes.
I would say
see what he did there?
Yeah.
That's very clever.
It is.
It's not his first language.
It's very,
either.
Very tough.
I would say that it's a little bit frustrating, and I don't know the ins and outs of like what's happening right now,
right?
But I since this was Rob's project,
right?
I wish that Rob would have come to you and said, "This is what we're doing. This is what's happening."
We did Roddick this.
And Rob have not done that.
We did this on the show.
No,
we read you the concept.
I thought this was going to be a 30-minute show. I thought that had been discussed before. I have been told, you know, there will be editing. What do we have? Like, are we going to go to L.A. to some massive post-production booth?
I wouldn't call it massive.
I think this has got to tighten up, and you boys don't know what you're in for yet, and this thing's got to be tight, bright, out of sight. Here's what I would do.
Okay.
I would take the raw materials.
Right.
And I would say, here is a steak. Go to town, boys, in 30 minutes, cook this steak and make it the best way you know how, and then present it to our guy.
Okay.
That's the way I would do it. And then we have all the ingredients there,
but
select what I want.
Do you not recall the submission of recipes from the listeners?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, then why was it steak?
Because this is what was voted on by the listener.
They wanted us to do an entree.
There's just a lack of communication. That's what it is.
Bingo.
Because we talked about this like 3 weeks ago.
Right.
It's been a while.
Oh, it's more than that I told him the concept of the show.
Yes. Yeah.
Continue to criticize, Oscar. I'm enjoying it.
What else you got?
What else do you have? What other criticism?
I'm just saying.
As an innocent bystander right now, what are your thoughts?
There should have been, I think, a week ago, a sit down, look, I need 10 minutes of your time. This is what's going to happen a week from now.
Right.
And this is what we're going to do.
Right.
So prepare mentally.
And you are aware of the fact that no one has done that with me.
Well, clearly.
No, we did it.
That's why I crossed my arms.
We really didn't do anything on
really
the show.
We really did it on the show.
Can you admit? I feel like I'm talking to Kara now. Can you admit?
Let me hide my phone.
Please. I'll break it. Can you admit that there could have been a little more communication?
Sure, there always can be more communication.
Oh,
but,
my God.
But can you admit, and can you back me up, we told Mike exactly what this show was going to be on this very program.
If it was 3 weeks to a month ago, I mean, I didn't even remember that.
I'm just fascinated that Rob and I are joining forces here.
This is really peculiar. This is like Italy and Germany.
Am I wrong?
Right, but Oscar makes a good point. He was here, too. So he knows everything that I know.
Yeah, but he tuned it
out. I was here as well.
He
but it's been a while.
But it's been a while. Yeah. I really have, as far as details.
Good month.
I know. I know we were going to do it on Friday. I know we're going to put it up on the web as bonus content. Mm-hmm. I know that we were working on some very nice microphones that we had. Mm-hmm. Always microphones. If you want something that's always going to take the lead, we'll always have the microphones.
That'll always get done. I'll argue that point.
But the fact is, other than that, I heard, you know, recipes submitted by listeners. We have never had a segment where we have read recipes.
Didn't know what the submission
was. Because
it
was to be a surprise to us.
We did talk about that.
Yeah.
We did. What is that sound I hear?
Is it a phone ringing?
It sounds like Lucy.
Is it really?
Dogs? Yeah.
Lucy barking?
The dog is ringing.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, the chef is marinating the black lab.
Help me. So, we are going to make two different recipes from the listeners.
That's right.
Is Lucy really barking?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my. So, we're going to make two different recipes. And guys, what I'm trying to do is, like, move this along.
Yeah.
No one's helping me. Tell me what the
we are doing on this show?
We are gonna.
I don't know. He's looking at me.
I don't know.
Right. Yes. He's going. Out. Listeners, recipe. Dude. Okay. Rob Spiewak. Fucking Mark Roddick. Fucking Rob Spiewak. Tell me what we are doing.
Here's what we're doing.
Start at the top and finish it, because I don't know.
We will be presented each with a recipe.
Motherfuckers. Honest to God,
we will each be presented with a recipe, okay?
Yes.
They were submitted by the listeners.
Oh.
Okay. The listeners voted on what kind of recipes they wanted us to do. They wanted us to cook an entree, okay?
Yes.
So we have two recipes. Both of them are based in steak. We will randomly each select a recipe of the two. These are the ingredients that we bought that are required to prepare both recipes, okay?
Okay.
Then we both start at the same time, cook our recipes, present them to the chef, and a winner is chosen as who did a better job on their recipe.
That would have helped if I'd known that going in. I didn't really know that. It was never explained like that, and that's what the opening vignette was to sort of indicate what that's going to be.
Okay, and that's
what it is. But I had no idea. Okay. I really had no idea, because nobody has ever talked to me about this.
Well, I remember we had talked about it, but it wasn't in such detail to say this is what's going to happen a week from now today.
Right. Exactly.
Somebody could have came to you, anybody here, including myself. I'm just out of the loop, and said this is what's going to happen a week from now today. This is what we're going to do.
So the listeners
should have done.
Yeah. The listeners have picked the ingredient.
Yes,
and the recipe.
And the recipe.
Mm-hmm.
And these are steak recipes.
Yes.
That have been provided by two different listeners.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we're going to do it just like out of a hat.
Yes,
that's how we're going to do it.
Two sealed envelopes that you guys will
You'll
get
draw
to choose from.
A recipe.
And if you like, I can tell you the recipe ingredients that I have in front of me, so we're at the exact same playing field.
All right. Okay. All right, very good.
2 1-pound New York strip steaks,
mm-hmm.
2 small shallots, 1 pound unsalted butter, 1 head garlic, 1 bottle extra virgin olive oil, 1 large portobello mushroom,
The dog barking continuously?
Yeah.
And by the way, we're down to 1 steak.
No. I'll go take care of that. Yes, exactly. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Thank you.
Well,
the dog
is upset at the lack of communication.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
1 bottle Lee and Perrin Worcestershire sauce. 1 jar Grey Poupon. 16-ounce heavy whipping cream. 1 bottle brandy. 3 pounds new potatoes. 1.5 pound russet potatoes. Box of kosher salt. 8 ounces of half and half. 8 ounces sour cream. Pepper, cornstarch. 3 quarts of olive oil. Vegetable oil. Parsley, chives, table salt. Crown Royal orange bitters and cherries.
Yum.
Bitters and cherries is
that's
for
the cocktail,
booze.
Yeah. But that was our shopping list.
Oh boy. All right.
So you're already thinking. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking sauce.
I'm thinking also that this is ill conceived.
Oh dear.
I hate to say that, and I know you're rolling your eyes, but really I'm thinking it doesn't involve our skill set as chefs. It means that by rote we're doing it.
You're not required to stick to the recipe.
Yeah.
In fact, you're invited to stray.
And then, what is the point of the recipe?
The recipe is there as a guidepost.
I don't think that should be it. I think this should have more of an Iron Chef quality, where the listeners pick the ingredients, mm-hmm. and we are
dare you.
But that is what I think. I think that
But you are you are not married to the recipe, but the recipe is simply a guidebook.
But listen to me, and as much as I really like the idea, first of all, how I don't think we communicated the recipe thing on a regular basis on this show. So
Okay. Did
we get a tremendous amount of recipe submission?
We did get a nice feedback, yes.
Okay, and that's nice. And I think for future episodes of the show, mm-hmm. we might want to just, how about you suggest a food item? And then we do it. You know, this week, dessert.
Right.
This week, ham. This week, an egg dish.
And I think, you know what? I think the specifics, if we're going in that direction, we do need to be specific. It can't just be a dessert. We have to say, this week...
chocolate cake.
Exactly.
Okay, or this week, chocolate chip cookies.
Exactly.
But here's the thing, and then we do it like that, mm-hmm. but we do it like Iron Chef, where we're totally off the wall,
yeah.
and we have 30 minutes to make the recipe. And then we do it. Uh-huh. And then we present
it. And at 30 minutes, it's done.
At 30 minutes, the cutoff point, and we give it to Dennis Friedman. We make this a comedy version of Iron Chef. What do you think about that, Buzz?
I think that's a fine idea.
You think that'll work?
I think that'll work just fine.
We take all the ingredients, and we just make a steak. We make a steak,
yeah.
with some sort of sauce, and we see who can do a better job. And I think steak is nice and simple.
Sure.
At the beginning.
You can take this approach with the ingredients you have today.
Yes, you can.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's your
fine
show.
By me.
It's Rob's show, too.
No, it's fine by
me. You're cool with that?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll take a break. I think we finally figured it out.
We fixed it.
My sincere apologies to the listening audience, because we really had to figure this out before I went.
You could actually film 3 of them in one Friday if you're doing 30 minutes each.
We'll be right back. Thanks, Oscar.
Sweet and lovely girl, I love you.
'Cause you're sweet and welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com.
And you know what else?
Yes.
I think we should be required to make a side because I got 6 pounds of potatoes out there.
We'll see.
Anyway, okay.
Welcome back to segment two
of the show.
Our second segment is, segment is brought to you by The Bonus Show. Get a month-long subscription today for just $3.99 or become a VIP and get these special shows plus the live video feed, raw shows, and more. Don't miss our bonus shows. Sign up at MikeOMaraShow.com. If you want to be connected, you will be connected.
Here's Mike O'Mara to cook for you.
Yes, very good. And Rob Spiewak to cook for you, too. I think just keeping it simple. Mm-hmm. For the debut, because they're going to be like lots of bugs to work out.
Sure.
Steak, baby.
Okay.
I know you bought potatoes.
That's fine.
And I know it kills you to think about buying something that's not going to get used.
I'm taking them home.
We can split them, because if they're like baking potatoes.
You can have the russets. I'll take the new potatoes.
Okay. Yeah, you can have the new potatoes.
Thank you.
Carla doesn't really like those.
Ah.
Before we get on to Zoolander, we're going to chat with Zoolander in a second here. A few letters that I have to share with everybody. This one comes from Libby Chin.
Libby Chin.
Oh, wow.
What's the name?
Fascinating name. Libby Chin. Hi, guys.
Oh, hi, Libby.
I won't rattle on with how this podcast saved my life by getting me through 4 deaths in 14 months. Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah.
But
Jesus,
I will,
does she have an alibi?
I will, however, thank you for doing what you do every day. Long, short story, my husband Paul has listened to you for years.
Paul Chin.
He has met some of you and dreams of the day when we can be closer to the D.C. area and come to more of your gatherings. His birthday is this Thursday and would love nothing more than to get a little birthday greeting from you all. That was yesterday. I know you all probably get hundreds of requests, so if you can't make it happen, that's okay. We will still listen. I'm just hoping for a little something extra for him this year, since I will be out of town and won't be able to celebrate with him. Again, thanks for all you do and sacrifice.
What?
We don't really sacrifice. To make sure us little people out here have an hour of entertainment a day. Suck a D from Libby.
That's
and
awesome.
So, what's the guy's name?
Paul Chin, Mike.
Paul. A little happy birthday greeting for Paul. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday, Paul Chin.
There we go. Next letter comes from Brendan. And Brendan says, hi, Rob. I will make this quick. My wife, Kimberly, will be giving birth Thursday. That's yesterday.
Yesterday. We didn't
we
get
blew
to
it. My fault. We didn't get to
you
it yesterday.
You know what? Maybe it was a long delivery.
You know, maybe she's still in labor. God forbid.
I hate that.
If she's still in labor, my sympathies go out to her. My wife, Kimberly, giving birth to our second child, and I wanted to see if you and the gang would do something that may have never been done before. Would you sing the traditional TMS birthday song to our daughter, Alexis, on her zero birthday? It would mean a lot and would give us a great story. Thanks so much for your time, and keep the funny coming. Brendan Muth, like Ruth, but with an M. Uh-huh. Muth. So it's Brendan Muth.
Okay.
Babe Ruth, Brendan Muth.
That's
Let's
right.
say that.
A lot Thank of you. Them live in Canada, Mike.
So a little Alexis, who's just been born.
Infant.
And last letter that we have, because we haven't done letters in a long time. We've been too busy.
We have.
This is an April 9th birthday request. Please forgive me if this is not where to email this request. Well, obviously it got to me.
It got you.
It is. Hi, Buzz. My husband and I have been faithful listeners for years and have been following the podcast since the beginning. First, thank you all so much for continuing to do the show. Living in China.
Oh, that? He's very good.
Living in a China, we have a very few things that remind us of a home. Everything is a pretty different over here. Uh-huh. And we often cure our homesickness with a dose of a TMOS. My husband Chris is an avid supporter and fan. He has bought t-shirts and hoodies.
And that is good hoodie. Where you get a hoodie?
And of course, it does whatever shopping he can through your Amazon link.
Cool.
Rink. We might even use Dr. Friedman if we weren't already perfect. Would you all please wish him a happy birthday on April 9th? We listen daily, and I know it would mean a lot to him to hear you all singing, mumbling on his special day. Thanks again. Well, it's the 8th.
Yeah,
the
right.
9th is tomorrow. We're not going to be here.
Doing a show.
Well, what about maybe it's already because of the time difference? Isn't it already tomorrow
it
there?
It could already be.
This comes to us from Clara Cole and her.
Clara Cole.
Clara Cole. And the husband is Chris. So here we go. Let's make this one.
This is make it count.
Birthday greeting for Chris Cole. Ready? Happy birthday.
Chinaman.
There we are.
To you.
Very good. All right. So here we are. Oh. Stop, please.
Like that song.
We are here. We are queer. We are not going skiing. It is time
Oddly
for,
chosen words.
Interesting. Before we get to a Zoolander, hi, Zoolander.
Hello.
As I spit on the microphone. I was going to do a little love story about the fact that Oscar was spot on with the fact that this dog that has come into our lives.
Lucy, the chocolate
Lucy,
lab.
My wife's grandfather's dog. Mm. I, you know, crazy enough to say it, but and Rob probably hasn't standing by as I see him going to it. Yes. I do love Lucy.
I told you.
I really, I love this
and
dog.
And she loves you.
I love this chocolate mix lab, whatever this
I think
dog
it
is.
Looks pure.
Little bit of a hybrid. Well, a little of the, you know, the white fur on the front, which indicates maybe, and the paws.
Cousins!
The paws are a little long. Little bupkises with the bumpuses. You know, with the long legs,
right.
Little hound dog is.
Yes, of course.
You know, so I love this. And this is, of course, the original, like, single of
single.
I Love Lucy that was requested, you know, that was released many moons ago.
I love Lucy and she loves
Ricky
me.
Ricardo.
We're as happy as two can be.
All right, whatever.
We
right.
have you, our quarrels.
But you, what?
You slept with
2 days ago, it felt like you, she was an unwelcome guest.
It was sprung upon me rather suddenly,
yes.
And last night Lucy came into the marital bed and with the pug and with the chihuahua, you know, hung out and spent the night on the bed. It was great. I loved every
Where
single
on the
second.
Bed was Lucy?
My side down at the foot of the bed.
And you know what? You dig that because the others gravitate to the other side.
They do, to Carla.
Yeah.
And in this morning, in the like... 3 o'clock, 3:15,
twilight.
Low of, you know, just before I'm having to wake up, she sort of rearranged herself and laid her back down right on my right leg and kind of was just sitting there up against me.
Yeah.
And I
did
just
she knock the jar of peanut butter over?
No. But she was, Zoolander, she was barking. Was that her?
Yeah.
Like, what was driving her nuts?
It's really hard to be mean to that dog.
It is.
So
the dog's face is just, you can't
so
be.
Cute.
You can't, I said this last night, you can't hate this dog.
No.
And it's not that I wanted to hate the dog. It was just sprung on me. Yeah. I heard 6 weeks of my life and, you know, a little bit of an inconvenience.
Now, do you think there is a chance that the 6 weeks will be in a forever
of bliss?
You know, here's the deal. Her grandfather and Ernie, my support and love go out to you.
Yes.
Successful, not a triple bypass surgery yesterday, and he's apparently doing very well.
Good.
I'm happy to hear that. You know, that's his call, whether he wants his dog back. Who
I wouldn't
want it, I think.
Possession is 9/10 of the law, Mike.
This is a lovable animal. This is an animal you cannot get mad at.
Very happy.
You know, and let me tell you how far this goes. This is how much I love this dog.
Yeah.
I get up this morning and I'm about to get into the shower and I'm in that, you know, total out of it. I've been
Sleepy,
out of it all week.
Bleary-eyed.
Come here, girl.
And I put my foot down just before I'm going to get into the shower and it's whoosh, and there is a little puddle where Lucy has done the business.
At least it was before the shower.
A swear word did not come out of my mouth.
Really?
I quietly cleaned it up and I pet Lucy on my way out.
Did you replay the evening just to make sure it wasn't yours?
No, Rob, that's only on Fridays.
I understand,
Saturdays.
But you know, something, you know, mistakes happen.
That's the way it goes. All right, one of the co-hosts of This Week in America and an intern that's very complex and constantly making a name for himself on the show. I give you Zoolander, who is here. Let's give a nice round.
Hello.
Probably our first, right? Our original intern, I think.
Triple OG.
One of the first guys that's been associated with the show for a very long time. Zoolander and I, our relationship would be best described as complex.
Tense.
Strained.
Strained?
Strained?
No. I wouldn't call it strained.
No.
Would you? We just don't really have that much
distant,
to do with each
yes.
other. And then when we do, we've usually both been drinking at
that's
that
right.
point.
Yep.
So that's the way it normally goes.
He wears very small shirts.
You're like two ships
He's
in the
a
night.
Small person.
I open the discussion now up to the round table as we find out the many layers of you. First of all, we have established the fact, I think the last time you were on the show, way, way back when, that you had or have a girlfriend. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I dumped her.
You
yeah,
dumped her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Found out it was
dump
a woman.
And pump, my friend.
That's right.
Found out. Would you like to now, Mr. Snarky comment?
No,
like
it was simply a joke.
Yes, a little joke.
I think he's much happier. He's no longer with Carl.
Okay, let's address that.
Wait, Carla or what?
No, whoa. Easy, my friend.
Hey, you're an intern.
Yes.
You can't make wife of host jokes.
That's right.
Okay, what
not
is,
allowed.
And let's address it here.
Yes.
There is an effeminate tone at times. That comes from you.
Thank you.
So,
okay, this is going well.
There are times. You
know, now, listen, when we're out in a bar, I've heard this kind of discussion, and that's the way Zoolander answers it, too. Right. Doesn't go right at him.
Which I dig. I love.
I like it, too. I like it, too.
What's a story? Do you like dudes or what?
No.
There is not a gay bone in your body.
Have you ever blacked out?
Or has there ever been
see
one?
What happens.
No.
Not, and incidentally, uh-huh. Not that there's anything
absolutely
wrong with
no,
that.
No,
it's
no, no.
Thing. Nothing. And listen, I want to, this is really important
for me. Oh, there's Carla.
Me.
Oh, yeah.
And this is really, because there is a segment, even on the podcast,
yes,
there is a segment of the audience that would not know this unless I said that. Oh. But I mean it from the bottom of my soul. Nothing would change if that answer was yes.
Right. Very true.
Nothing
that
would
change.
Can fact, I, can I offer
would
a counterpoint?
Be, he would be more valued.
That's
yeah
right.
What is your counterpoint?
I think everything would change for the better.
That's not a counterpoint, you dick.
Maybe
so,
it's you, Rob.
With that said, Zoolander, it's yeah come up again and again and again, and never been, never, no, never, no, never considered no it, never.
And yet, he just had a fabulous Broadway weekend. You
did
saw Spider-Man.
He did.
That was a while ago, but yeah, I did see Spider-Man.
So you have
no
has
deal
this ever has this ever come up in,
not a big deal, Mike,
with any of your other pals or in any other have you you know
hitting Broadway this weekend?
No.
Who wants to come?
No, it hasn't come up. I'm actually going to New York tonight.
Now,
well,
okay,
you know why he's going.
Yeah.
Well, he's looking
double
for another,
life.
He's looking for another internship.
Double life
and a double life.
Yeah, with Charlie Sheen.
Are you going to see Charlie Sheen?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, you're going. Oh, can we get you? But when can we get you back on the show?
A report.
I want to get a review.
I'll
on
be back
that
next week. Next Friday.
You know, as a matter, you next Friday.
Yeah, yeah, at about 11:30.
Right. Yeah.
We might need to Skype you on that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Could we Skype you on Monday?
Or are you so crazy busy you can't make it in on
Monday?
Monday.
Yeah, Monday. Yeah. No.
What's the
Monday's
excuse?
Not good.
Monday I work and I have school class.
Yes.
Mm, but other than that,
nothing.
Could we Skype? Could we Skype him on a cell phone?
Yeah, we can Skype.
I'd like to get an eyewitness review.
Yeah. It's going to be 5 minutes. Make some
5 minutes.
Yeah. All right, I can do it Monday. I can do it Monday morning, whenever.
All right,
Monday
good
during okay the show.
Because
yeah
really,
yeah
that's
yeah
fresh.
That's
and
that's
if you're going
I can
up,
make it work.
If
yeah
you're going up to see Sheen, I want yeah I want the first eyewitness
yeah
account.
That's
a very valuable
yeah
part
sure
of the show. So the New York thing. This is your second trip up to New York, like within the month, correct?
Yep.
All right. Now I just should point out that one of the second Mrs. O'Mara. I'm sorry, the first Mrs. O'Mara
right
used to have a receptionist that worked for her, uh-huh, and he made pilgrimages up to New York all the time.
Wow. Okay.
Because and of his secret double life?
Well, it wasn't a double life. He just could not have been more gay.
I see. Oh,
okay.
And he used to go up there all the time. Mm-hmm. He used
now
to go up there
did
all
he wear
time
really small shirts?
Yes.
Were his teeth
does
really white?
Yes.
Does
wow
New York draw you for its culture? It's just big city lights, the
fast-paced
life.
The shopping.
Pace, big city.
The shopping.
Right. Who are
I'm,
you,
all, I'm all about the hustle.
Who are you going to New York? Who are you going to New York?
I'm meeting two friends up there.
Two
sure
girl or
oh one girl, one guy. Oh,
okay. One girl, one guy. Yeah. Are yes they together?
No.
Huh?
Oh, old friends.
Yeah,
an old flame.
What are the chances, nah, percentage wise, nah, that this could result in the devil's threesome?
zero.
Zero.
Really, 0%.
Yeah.
Shouldn't
so
happen
because we won't bring it up again. Yeah, we might be
for
might,
the record.
We might joke about it again. But for the record, not a bone in your body.
No,
is
thank
is
you
gay.
You no
are you are 100% hetero, and you are probably looking for female love
I
at
am
this moment. You
I
are
am.
All right. Well, then I'm satisfied.
And you know,
that
as Kerry said, because Kerry spent some time with him on the way to the Cavs game, he's not a bad looking guy.
No, you're a good looking guy.
Women are
drawn.
Attracted. Did you see my wife stick her hand in there? And
yeah, I mean, I'm going to pretend to be gay. If
my
I can
wife
get that
goes to the office that uh-huh he works at, it's okay. So the dentist's office that
yes
you work at, my wife goes there and is buddies with him now.
Marathon. Oh, isn't it called Marathon Man Dentistry?
It's, she goes, is it safe? So women are drawn to him, but they're
yes
drawn. I think they're drawn to him because he's got that gay thing
they
going.
Maybe they want to cure him.
This is also coming from...
it's horrible.
Cure him.
I'm coming from a place when I was younger, everybody at the radio station I worked at for a good 2 years thought I was gay.
Well, yeah, you do have that gene,
I
too.
I do, absolutely.
You have that way yes about you, and especially when you get loaded and you start putting your head in my lap.
Well, I
you know that actually...
Hey,
you know,
that's between us.
There was nothing between
that
you.
Between us and like 600 people at Jimmy's.
I just wanted to snuggle bug.
I know you think, yes, I know. Don't look at me like that when you say that. It creeps me
as
out.
As a matter of fact, you might want to crate up Lucy.
I am not proud of my homophobia. That I begin to go like this under the couch.
I have another question for
yes
you. So Zoolander is really a complex a young man, because at times I follow you on Twitter.
Okay.
And I realize that
that's cool
that you go to your local bar, which is, you know, a nice bar for all of us is Jimmy's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you go there like a guy who has a 9-to-5 goes to his local bar. A guy your age usually goes into like the city or like makes plans or goes out
clubbing.
To the, you go to one bar, you sit there, get as drunk as possible, and then roll out.
Yeah.
That's like the Norm Cheers role. And you're like 20 or 21 years old, and that's what you do.
Okay, so that, I understand what Oscar's saying, because Oscar...
He's an older soul.
Oscar's bar flydom is a little bit more metrosexual, where he would go into the Arlington...
Bar flydom, that's great.
Bar flydom, thank you very much. But you do have kind of a traditional outlook. Yeah. I mean, I didn't know that until just this very moment. Is that true?
Yeah, because I mean, I'm busy a lot of hours a day, so I do have... like it's like basically a 9-to-5 mm-hmm. every day. So okay. I like that.
And
I don't
you
like,
need to unwind?
D.C. is not a good place for bars. I'm sorry.
You mean as far downtown D.C.? Yeah, well, what about like Adams Morgan or Arlington
well,
and
that's
that
good,
type
but it's
of
such area. A hassle to get there.
Yeah, it is a hassle.
Do you hate the parking?
Yes.
I hate the parking.
As a man, let's say now we throw the gay thing out completely. As a young man in his 20s looking for, you know, what normal men in their 20s look for, is there any particular night of the week where Jimmy's...
How's the fishing?
Is there any good fishing night at Jimmy's?
No.
Do you go to the bar
by yourself?
God love
you, Jimmy. The bar's packed
all the time. I don't know, because let me jump in, because he made a romantic connection on the bus back from the Caps game.
With Owen Wilson.
Yeah, there was a nice young lady who looked like Owen Wilson.
With a wig?
Yeah, well, the greatest thing is that I never saw her hand in his crotch, but...
Whoa.
I did see her doing magnificent things with a water bottle.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She was groping you with a bottle of Aquafina.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, amazing. And you really, I think I, for the first time, I felt bad when he looked at me and whispered, Rob, help me.
I'll
didn't
be honest,
seem into it.
I feared for my life.
You really didn't seem into it. And
Zoolander,
then her young son came up
no
and broke
means
it up.
No.
Zoolander, I'll ask you this, because you, if this is your regular bar, I am an infrequent visitor.
You are.
But I love Jimmy's. I really do. It's a great hang.
Oh,
great
hang.
Would it be safe to say that that woman who looked like Owen Wilson represents the demographic age-wise at Jimmy's?
Yeah,
but you know, she did in her own defense, and she told me twice, she has the best 50-year-old ass in Herndon.
Great.
So
I'm happy about that.
Who do you go to this bar with?
Well, when my friends were in town, I usually take them to Jimmy's.
Okay. Yeah.
And where do you go fishing? I want to go back on that. Where do you go fishing?
You know, I like to stay... like on campus, local.
Okay.
Local girls. I don't like to go out. I mean, if I go to D.C., it's usually like Adams Morgan. Or,
okay.
See, Jimmy has an amazing following and an amazing clientele, and he's packed all the time.
Yes. Yeah.
I, you know, it wouldn't be Jimmy's if he sexed it up more.
Right.
But I mean, Jimmy's.
What if Jimmy just sexed himself up a little more?
What?
He's got some pretty.
Oh,
he's got some very, very attractive servers.
But what if Jimmy himself sexed it up? And like, maybe he wore like a shirt and a medallion.
Or what about just shirtless and pasties?
I'd love that.
Just another button or two.
Another question I have for.
Before we break, we have time for one more because we are running super late.
Do you ever come to this internship and say, why am I coming to this internship?
No. Because I come here to help you guys, because I feel like me coming here to help you guys is more valuable than me buying every T-shirt that you offer, and I have a blast.
Man.
Do you ever do any fishing here?
No,
because there are times when I walk back, because he's hard to read. I walk by, I'm like, that guy just doesn't want to be here.
No,
like he's
a hard worker.
I get the look. I'm starting to understand. I like these segments. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to do more of this.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to have you on the couch more.
Too.
It might be good for him too.
Yeah,
because I found myself,
but he's,
dare I say it, liking him a little bit.
I had a good time with him, but you know, the thing is even when he's having a great time.
That was hard for me to say.
Yeah, I know.
I love when you do the
Look
Carson
at my hand
take.
Position.
When you do the Carson take, it's awesome.
There
when he go. When even when he's having a good time, he appears to be miserable.
And that's kind of a
see, the brooding.
And that I like.
You like that?
So there are two things I like.
Okay.
All right. Then that's fine. We'll see you the next time when you
Thank
get a
you.
Moment
okay,
to join
fine.
Us.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. And see the way he does that, dude. Thank you.
Yeah.
And really, the way he looks, you're right. It should be, thank you, ass. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. It is time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault.
Yay.
And a countdown, just about 30 minutes to cooking time.
And 45 minutes till the show's over.
Very exciting. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by My Vacation Experts, the vacation service that's not only free, it can save you money and time. Just tell My Vacation Experts where you'd like to go, and they'll tell dozens of travel professionals who then compete for your business. Let My Vacation Experts do the research. Just click their ad at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Yeah.
Open up the audio vault for today. This is Friday, and this is also April 8th, 2011.
You got your dollar ready?
My dollar for?
Our bet.
Is it the government shutdown bet?
I think the government's going to shut down tonight.
It does look that way.
And I'll get a dollar from you.
A-holes.
And I could have had a dollar from you, but I didn't take it.
No.
But
Where are we? What's the latest? I mean, right, like real time, what is the latest? I won't ask Buzz because he doesn't do that. I'll ask RJ. RJ, what is the very
RJ
latest?
Do we have that? He's probably got better access.
I heard
to
the latest.
What is the latest? What is the latest on the way in?
On WTOP, they said that it's going to go to the wire.
Hate that.
And that they're going to come
friggin'
up with a
radio
deal.
Station.
You may not have.
Yeah. It still had not been decided as we started the show today. I did
WTOP.
Neil Augustine.
Countdown to shutdown.
What I like.
You know, I'm raised as a broadcaster, not to puke. And this is a radio station. Are you ready for this radio station in Washington, D.C.? This is a radio station that poops on every other radio station ratings-wise.
Oh, it is the highest billing station in America.
In America. And they have personalities on that I would not have hired to work on my college station.
That's right.
They have guys that talk like this.
And don't use the word personalities. That's giving them all the best.
They're horrible.
They are horrible.
They're guys that are like, there's a guy in the morning that works with a good friend of mine, and I hate to trash somebody that works with a guy I like a lot, but the guy I like a lot is named Bruce Allen, and Bruce Allen is an absolutely stellar broadcaster. He truly is. But he works with this dope Mike Moss, who really everything he said, it's so obvious that he is reading copy that is not only challenging him, but he has no analytical thinking ability whatsoever. But what they love and what they wrap their fat lips around at that radio station are countdown to shutdown.
Angles.
Right. They love. Give them a rhyme and they will embrace the rhyme.
I see your countdown to shutdown and I raise you with a snow emergency or snow count or snow.
Snowpocalypse.
Snowpocalypse.
And they just inundate their listeners as opposed to AWINS in New York, which is just
10-10
wins. Give me the facts. 10-10 wins. Here we go. Wins time. Right. That radio station, which
amazing.
Is
amazing. Like a roller coaster ride.
Absolutely an amazing radio station.
Right.
All right. The thing that I found most comical about the government shutdown is that they may have to close the Grand Canyon. This is true. And it made me think.
It's a national park.
It made me think of something Frank Sinatra said on stage, I think in 1962. I apologize in advance for the dialect. But keep in mind, this is a joke that's really happening.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you. I can't say the same for Mr. Basie and myself. Because we run into a streak of bad luck. Sunday, we went up to the Grand Canyon and it was closed.
One more.
And last year, we invested a bundle of money in a pumpkin farm and then they called off Halloween.
So literally, they're going to have to close the Grand Canyon.
Yes,
I just think
are.
It's crazy.
You know, it's funny you played that because I had Bobby Slayton on the show today. Who was actually in that movie, The Rat Pack, playing Joey Bishop,
right.
And I asked him about that, and he had some funny behind-the-scenes stories about that. And he is kind of a throwback to that whole Sinatra thing with, hey, Vegas and hey, this guy.
He's the bulldog of comedy.
Pitbull of comedy.
Yes,
very good.
Well, this next, you know, I like to play his songs occasionally on a Friday audio vault. Here's one that I wish that Zoolander was back for. Stonewall, a British nonprofit that deals with gay, lesbian, and bisexual issues, held a poll to determine the most empowering songs of the last decade for young homosexual people. And here are your top five.
Oh, good.
At number five, a current record, Katy Perry and Firework. Does it make you feel empowered?
I don't know what it says about me.
I love this song.
It's a great song.
I adore this record.
Do you have the album? Do you have her album?
I do not. I don't have it on my iPod.
This
is great. I
think
song.
She is.
I like her.
You know what? As much as I love her, I hate that pimp that she's with.
Oh, Arthur. Oh, yeah. He's an Arthur this week.
Russell
and he's
Brand.
An op.
Right. Horrible.
He
Russell
looks like
Brand.
He smells.
Not funny.
At number four, Gossip with the song Standing in the Way of Control.
This one you can have.
Yeah.
This one you can have.
Mike, the band is fronted by the openly lesbian Beth Ditto.
Yeah.
Beth Ditto.
Ditto. Whatever.
At number three, what I thought would win is Gaga and Born This Way.
M'lady.
I like this song as well.
Yeah.
Not as much as Katy Perry, though.
No.
Agreed. And besides, I like this better when it was the Madonna song 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Same thing. At number two, Mike, the song, and I know you love all their stuff, Boyzone.
Boyzone.
Oh, God.
Better.
Is that a guy?
I don't know.
Kind of.
Is it a guy singing?
I think he's a boy. He's in Boyzone. I do not know.
You know... Is it luxurious to make a comment when you know nothing about what's going on?
Yeah, it's fun.
I think it is a young man with a beautiful voice.
That's really a guy singing?
Which brings us, Mike, to number one.
Yes.
And a lady you like, and a great song to make you feel better and empower you. Mike, you are so beautiful. Here is Christina Aguilera. I am
beautiful. No matter not anymore.
Man, complicated lady. I really can't argue with her talent. Absolutely amazing talent, but I believe she's not going the way of Whitney Houston, but she is doing things with her instrument that I think are misguided.
I'd let her do something with my instrument. I think the thing with I think a series of bad decisions, and I think she undervalues her talent.
I agree.
And a series of complex carbs.
Yes.
she's getting a little heavy.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of Chubbsy Ubsy.
Hold on, wait a minute. Don't steamroll through these. I want to talk about Christina Aguilera. Okay. I think she really... When she sings a song, she does so many... What do they call it, American Idol, where they're doing all the riffs? And is it riffs?
Yeah, riffs and runs.
She runs. That's what it is. All these
she also
runs.
Suffers from the runs. It's the carbs, Mike.
All these runs.
Octaves?
Stop doing all the runs, because really, she's got an amazing voice.
She doesn't need the trickery.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, I think she could probably treat herself a lot better. Now, are you worried about the radiation, Mike?
I am, Rob.
What you need to do is...
Japanese are pouring it into the sea.
I know. What you need to do is go to this restaurant owned by a celebrity chef in New York City.
Gimmick.
Not only does he have the gimmick of a cheap Radio Shack radiation detector, he has an outrageous French accent that rivals any Monty Python routine. Let us go to CNN.
Eric Repair, the chef and co-owner of the New York restaurant Le Grenadin, which specializes in seafood. And Eric, let me just start right off by asking you. I saw a picture of you in the newspaper today. You have a special device that you would not normally see in a restaurant kitchen. Show it to our viewers how you are making extra, extra precautions
this
to
voice.
Make sure this doesn't happen.
Sure. So we got this detector about a week ago, and we are using it now for a week.
Peter Sellers.
In a restaurant on all produce, seafood, everything that comes through the door of the restaurant is tested through the detector.
Now, I fart in your general direction.
Too far to an extreme level. Why did you decide this was so important for you to be absolutely positively certain nobody who's in your restaurant is getting anything that could be radioactive?
I wanted to make sure, because some of our clients were asking actually if the seafood source was reliable, if what we serve is fine and so on. Our staff was concerned. I was concerned myself. I trust, obviously, the government.
This guy doesn't know.
The other day.
He does not know.
The other day, in a piece of tilapia, I found a non-volt battery.
Isn't it?
I saved a woman's life.
Isn't it tilapia slash grouper?
Yes, because I substitute on the menu, I say it is black grouper.
But what is it really?
Which is not to be confused with a Robert Blake baby. I say...
Robert Blake, baby?
Robot
Black, baby. Right.
It is your joke, my friend. It is your joke, you fool.
That's right.
I am surprised you didn't know it was a night. Yes, tilapia substituted for grouper.
Hey, celebrity chef.
Oui.
What is today?
Today is...
What day of the week?
A Friday.
It's Friday.
I have a reason for playing this, and yes. I hope to have a reason to play it every Friday.
Becky Black.
A religious group has recorded their own version to get people to go to church on Easter.
This is going
to
work.
Yeah, and you know what? Everyone, who could have... So brilliant. It's called Sunday.
Sitting in the front pew, sitting in the back pew. Gotta make my mind up. Which role will we take? day.
Oh. Here we go.
It's Sunday, Sunday. Head to church on Sunday.
That's sweet.
Isn't it?
Is it?
Can you hand me a pistol?
That's lovely.
And like that.
Oh, wait, wait. Before you go.
Yes.
Is the Bill Cosby on Trump worth anything?
You know what? I like Bill Cosby just talking anymore because it's Cosby.
All right. One last time before we break.
We're supposed to have another election in a year, and Donald Trump was just on the show. He's mulling over.
Oh, please, with Donald Trump. Take him home with you.
Now, why do you say that?
Not because he's worth it.
Based on what?
Based on what I just heard. You kept saying, or somebody kept saying, are you going to run? Are you going to run? He jumped. You run? Oh, shut up.
Well, he says he can't announce yet. Nobody really
Please,
has announced
anybody
yet.
Anybody can announce. I've seen, what was it, the Smothers Brothers had a guy, he was on the TV.
Pat Paulson.
Yeah. And he said he was running. You can run. You can run now. Start running now. But the only thing he's running is his mouth.
There you go. Yeah. And you know what, since we brought up Trump, I'd love to bring you the horrible parody records. I'll let it take us to spots.
All right, very good.
Trump says he'll throw his hat into the ring. Don't take it off. Your head needs covering. Is it real?
Or
is
now, see, it when you take Donald it to spots, you handcuff me.
Well, you can blow it up. You always have that option.
Thank you.
Oh, it's a shame it didn't last.
Take a break. Come back with Buzz's News right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. It's come that time of the week for the Buzz Final Newscast. That's right, the last newscast of the week, and here he is. He's Buzz Burbank. He didn't know whether the Boyzone lead singer was a girl or a boy. He made it up. He wasn't sure. He had a flip comment. He's been giggling all day because he doesn't have to stay after school.
That's right.
For a stupid TV show making steak. Let's get him in here right now, ladies and gentlemen. I give you Buzz Burbank.
Thanks, Beeper.
All right.
We're brought to you today by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Remember to bookmark MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon for all your shopping.
When Amazon.
You think of shopping. Think Amazon. When you think of Amazon, think MikeOMaraShow.com. It's one of the best ways to support the show.
That is a wild baby.
How
did you see
they
that?
Have them?
It's a wild boy.
Shop
baby.
Amazon at MikeOMaraShow.com.
That's right.
Well, the deadline is right now, noon Eastern time on Friday, April 8th. This is the moment the president set for himself and congressional leaders to hammer out a budget for the year and to avoid a government shutdown. As of this morning, the two sides were reportedly close to an agreement. The final sticking points having more to do with ideological issues like abortion than they have to do with balancing the budget.
Raymond, help Mr. Burbank out
no
here.
Need, and, no need. The latest from the Associated Press and CBS News is what I'm saying right here.
Okay.
That they're very close, but no deal has been struck, and there is still considerable nervousness as to whether or not a deal will be struck.
If they want to hammer something out, they really should call Chad Ram.
Wow.
That rat bastard
goes back to I'm 5 years old.
I want crickets for that.
I can't do it, Buzz.
What has been worked out includes budget cuts totaling around $37 billion for this year. There was some optimism, mostly uncertainty, though, as it went down to the wire. Yesterday, federal workers were finding out which of them are considered essential and which are considered non-essential. Many federal workers are also being told to report to work Monday on their own time to set up their out-of-office email responses and to turn in their BlackBerries.
I don't think that's fair that they would have to do that on a shutdown. If they have the shutdown, they're not going to get paid.
Stay home.
Yeah, let them stay home.
Why make them do that? They're saying now, and this is the latest, that they're going to have, they're worried now that there will be more traffic on Monday because all these federal workers will be coming in to dump off their BlackBerries.
Why do you need to set up an out-of-office message? Who doesn't know the government's shut down?
Right.
That's just stupid.
And how will I get my passport?
And one of the things I've also learned during this is how many services, you know, you think the FBI, the military, yada, yada, it goes on, but also medical research
and people
that have federal grants to actually get alternative treatments are going to be screwed.
On a very serious note, National Institute of Health, if you've got a kid in cancer treatment and experimental, that's off because the government shut down. On a less serious note, the medical marijuana dispensaries that were supposed to open in the district, those openings may be delayed because of the federal government
shutdown.
Oh,
my God!
I know.
Oh, well, my God!
But, Mike, it doesn't have anything to do with the shutdown. They just forgot to open.
That's right. No, I'm not.
Is it Monday already?
Is Dave there?
Dude!
While most governments are strapped for cash, Alaska literally has more money than it knows how to spend. It's oil money, and because oil prices are up, so are the profits for Alaska, which now has more than a $15 billion surplus. One state.
That would tell me that that's a pretty cool state to live in.
Sure.
And if they could be like some of those Middle Eastern countries, if that gets back to the citizenry, that'd be pretty cool.
Well, there are 49 other states and only one of them. I say we wrestle it from them.
Yeah, we tackle them. Tackle them around the ankles, Buzz. Take that money for ourselves.
If they get all that money, I bet they attack. I bet they attack Canada.
You know, it is the United States of America.
Yeah, but you know, that Alaska doesn't count. It never has.
But don't we have a deficit? Doesn't this sound to me like perhaps this is a solution?
Billion.
Sharing is caring.
Meanwhile, Mark is calling Alaska to get them to advertise.
Amen.
We have no idea.
The latest air traffic controller to be fired for sleeping on the job had planned on sleeping all along. An investigation at the airport in Knoxville, Tennessee found the man actually built a bed out of couch cushions and a blanket. There's also proof that his sleeping interfered with an airborne pilot's ability to contact the tower. That controller is now being fired.
Air traffic controller Kerry Spiewak.
I bet it was a nice gentle sleep.
We were shaken yesterday by this news, but in spite of a 7.4 aftershock that worried us all, the Fukushima nuclear power plant is actually a little bit less frightening today.
Good.
Although far from stable, American nuclear experts say a total meltdown now appears unlikely. And neither the reactor vessels nor the containment structures have melted, and experts say the risk will decline even more over time.
And never build another nuclear power plant. Thank you very much.
And every restaurant gets a detector.
I mean, if this has proven one thing to us, this the danger of this and the fact that, when it's out of control, it seems to me it can kill a lot of people.
Coal has killed tens of thousands more people than nuclear ever has.
Yeah, but Buzz, would you like to have an area, what area, I think, after the dust settles, what area of that Japan Fukushima plant will be shut down forever?
That remains
uninhabitable.
What we need is the small nuclear reactor like Mr. Fusion at the end of Back to the Future. Just something tiny.
There is new nuclear technology that isn't as scary, and I hope we pursue that.
I have it in my car.
From Libya.
Buzz Burbank, official compensated spokesman for the nuclear community.
Buzz ka-ching Burbank.
But who do you work for, just to go on record so we make sure we know who you are?
I have done work in the past for the Nuclear Energy Institute.
Also, he manages the Boyzone Band.
Simple to me, he is in their pocket.
That's right. Big money.
He is in their pocket.
Man of science.
All of Buzz's money glows.
From Libya. From Libya comes an appeal from Muammar Gaddafi to stop the bombing in what Gaddafi calls an unjust war. Gaddafi also wished President Obama best wishes for his re-election effort.
Hey, we have a copy of that tape of him.
Really?
Saying, yeah, here it is. Great. Let's go right to the tape right now.
Hey, knock it off.
Thank you.
Donald Trump, who's now the second most popular Republican presidential hopeful, says he has launched an investigation into the president's birth records. Quoting the reality TV host, I have people that have been studying it and they cannot believe what they're finding. It's not clear if his people include Gary Busey, but Trump says he has real doubts that Obama was born in the U.S. The evidence Trump has produced so far has already been debunked, much of it before he even produced it.
I hope he really finds something because this matters.
Well, here's what I think. This is my theory about Donald Trump. I really don't think Donald Trump is an idiot. I think he's a very shrewd PR guy, and I don't think he is in any way serious about running for president. I think he loves what this is doing for the Trump brand. That's why he's going down the birther thing. If this guy was serious about the presidency, he'd be doing it in a much different way.
Yes,
I believe that with all my heart.
Now, do you think Jeff Probst will run for president?
Oh, God. I hope.
I pray.
That'd be great.
I think it's a great point because aside from his TV show and his business interests, think about the people that are in this type of business. When you think someone's going to be in that type of power position or there's a possibility,
you betcha.
You play by different rules.
Absolutely. Yes, he'll get a lot of those land deals.
Yeah. Right. You are so right. Finally, from the home office in Florida, a man told Ocala police that he had stolen the Krispy Kreme donut truck because he was tired of walking and needed a place to sleep. But the fact that the truck contained 338 boxes of donuts may have also been a factor since the man was also found to be in possession of marijuana.
Yeah.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, nice voice, Mike. That's it. We got to get out of here. Our show today brought to you by Coastal Studios. Headed to Myrtle Beach for spring break, bike week, or vacation.
Right now.
Check out Coastal Studios and their stunning couples, singles, and family beach portraits. Mention TMOS for a free photo session and $85 value or get a free portrait. Veteran-owned, military discounts always available. Coastal Studios, making memories that last a lifetime. Visit them on Facebook or CoastalStudios.net or click their ad at MikeOmaraShow.com. Don't forget, we've got a wonderful bonus hour where we talk about our favorite celebrities.
Our celebrities that we hate.
That's right. That's today on the bonus hour. And coming soon, that fabulous TV program known as How Dare You.
How dare you.
Nice.
Should be special.
One more show today, Mike, hour and then you got special. The rest of the day off.
You're off on a vacation next week,
I am.
Right?
I will be away, but I come back in a week.
Anything you'd like to plug about Iowa?
Yeah, actually, if you are listening in Iowa, I will be at Tailgaters on Friday night, the 15th. Come on out and have a beer with me.
Give us one holler if you can next week.
You got
week.
It. I'll Skype in next week.
Love to hear from you. And that's it. We will be back. That's Buzz and Oscar and myself next week. For all these guys, including Mark Ronick and RJ Diaz, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Lover, please, please come back. Don't take a train coming down the track. Don't, please, don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery. You would never hold me so near. You would never call me dear. Don't you know I'd die for you? Now you've gone, that's what I'll do. Lover, please, please come back. Don't take a train coming down the track. Don't, please, don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery. About a love that went all wrong. The girl left the boy just as bad. Now she's gone, she's so sad. Lover, please, please come back. Don't take a train coming down the track. Don't, please, don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery. You would never hold me so near. You would never call me dear. Don't you know I'd die for you? Now you've gone, that's what I'll do. Lover, please, please come back. Don't take a train coming down the track. Please don't leave me.